In Siman Tov Sadi Dalet, the Siman about Hilchos Shavuos, the Rama records the Minhag Yisrael of eating Milchik on Shavuos. The way the Rama records it, Sif Gimel, Noagim B'chamakam Lacham Achal Echala B'yam Rishon Shal Shavuos, so there's a practice of eating Milchik foods on the first day of Shavuos. V'nirli Atam, Shehukmo Hashnei Tavshilin Shalochim B'lel Pesach, Zeichel Pesach V'zeichel Chagiga, Kein Ochle Machal Chala V'yachikach Machal Basar, So the Rama records this minhag, and sounds like he's trying to figure out a reason for it. So he suggests that the reason isn't so much to have milchik per se, but to have kind of a double suda to commemorate the shtei lechem. So if you're going to have milchik, you're going to start with milchik, and then you'll have to bring a separate bread for the fleishik, so you'll have two sets of bread. Some say that the practice was, even though in general there's an isser of having milchik of bread, but in Shavuos some are makel to dafka have milchik of bread. So that's the minhag of the Rama, the way he records it. But others seem to have a practice, or mention a practice, of eating milchik alone, and not necessarily because of this reason of shtei lechem. There are other reasons given, as you're well aware. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, the collection on Al Pi Seder Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the biography of the stipler, the Orchos Rabbeinu, that the stipler had the practice of eating a milchik meal on the night of Shavuos. So there definitely is such a practice in Klal Yisrael. So what I'd like to discuss is whether having a milchik meal is consistent with the obligation of Simchas Yontif on Yontif. So we know the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that on Yamim Tovim there are obligations to bring three classes of karbanos. There is a Olas Re'ia, a Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. And the Rambam explains that the Shalmei Simcha is this combination of karbanos is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. Simchas Yantiv Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim has to be fulfilled through Bisar Shlamim. The question is, what is the status of Simchas Yontif absent a Beis HaMikdash, where there's no possibility of eating Basar Kachim? So if you look at the Gemara in Sachem Daf Kuf Testament Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Chayiv Adam L'smavach L'sameach Banav U'B'nei Beis HaBeregel, a person is obligated to make happy the members of his household on Yontif, Shenemar V'Sameach D'B'Chagecha, V'Mem Misamcham, how does one make them happy? So Tosis points out over here, the Gemara's question is about Bizman Hazeb. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, we know how to make them happy. Ain Simcha El B'Basar. The Gemara's asking Bizman Hazeb, but there's no Beis HaMikdash, how do you fulfill Simchas Yontif B'Yayin? Wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anashim B'Rai Lehem, V'Nashim B'Rai Lehem. Depends on the class. Anashim B'Rai Lehem B'Yayin. V'Nashim B'Mai. So Rabbi Yossi says, depends on where you live. Different kinds of clothing, depending on what the local style is. So the Gemara says, at least for men, absent the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv of Simcha B'Yayin on Yontif. Is this chiyuv of Simchas Yontif Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So when there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's clearly a din d'oraisa. What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash but we don't have Shalmei Simcha? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. The opinion of Tosfos, Moi Kati Nidala B'Beis, the next page in the Marmar Kamos, the Gemara here has this famous phrase regarding Avelus, that a person can't be Noag Avelus on Yontif because Lo Asei Esei D'Yachir V'Dachi Esei D'Rabim, that a personal mitzvah essay of Avelus can't be Docha the communal essay of Yontif. The Tosas on the top Dibur Maskil, Esed Yachid, is of the opinion that nowadays Simchas HaRegel is only a din de Rabbanan, because the mitzvah derives of a Samach de B'chagech is only when you have Shalmei Simcha. So the Gemara says, Lo Asi Esed Yachid, V'dach Si Esed de Rabbin. We're assuming that everything is on the same playing field. We're talking about a din de Rabbanan. Tosas is of the opinion that Avelus is always de Rabbanan, even Avelus Yom Rishon, even Yom Misa V'Yom Kfur, according to the Bali Tosas, is only a din de Rabbanan. There's no such thing as Avelus Min HaTorah. And Simchas Yontif also is only a din derabbanan. So lo asei esei deyachid derabbanan v'dachi esei derabim derabbanan. So Tosfos holds that nowadays, without Shalmei Simcha, the whole din of Simchas Yontif is only a din derabbanan. The Rambam seems to assume otherwise. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif Perek Vav beginning with Halacha Yudzayin. Shivas Yimei HaPesach Vishmonas Yimei HaChag Im Sha'ar Yamim Tov Im Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tanis. So 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot with other Yom Tovim. So Rabbi Sachs is fond of this deal that that's the Rabbi's Rosh Hashanah because Shavuos is only one day and the Rabbi says 2 days, so it has to be another day, so it must be Rosh Hashanah, fine. V'chayiv Adam Lios Behen Samech V'Tov Leiv Hu Ubanav Ishto B'nei Banav V'chol Hanil V'malav. So everyone has to be in good spirits. Shenamar V'samachta B'chagecha. The Afal Pi Shasimcha Murakan Hi Korban Shlamim. Even though the ideal form of simcha reflected in the pasuk is bisar kachim, kemosh anu mevarim hilchas chagiga, yesh bechlal osa simcha lismavachu abanu v'bnei beisak halacha karaylo. Included in that simcha, meaning included in that mitzvah deraisa, is other forms of simcha as well, even without shalmei simcha. Keitzad haketan and nosin lehen klayis vegozim v'gedonos. You give them candies. V'hanashim begadim tachshitin, v'hanashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin. Men eat meat and drink wine, she'ain simcha ela b'basar, v'ain simcha ela b'yayin. Parenthetically, the Beis Yosef is bothered in Simon Tavkuf Kavtes that the Gemara we just quoted in Pesachim says simchas yanta for men is yayin, no mention of basar. And here the Rambam says basar v'yayin. So where did the Rambam get that from? Beis Yosef leaves that as a question. Interestingly, if you look in the Mechaber, the next page, Simen Tavkuf Kavtes, in Hilchos Yontif, Sif Beis, where the Mechaber quotes essentially this Rambam, as far as the manifestations of Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh, he doesn't tell you anything about Basar. He tells you how you're Mekayim Simchas Yontif for Ketanim and for Nashim, but he doesn't tell you Anashim Bebasar. So some say that's intentional. Because he wasn't so convinced that the Rambam's Basar V'Yayin is correct. Maybe it's only Yayin. So the Mechaber kind of leaves it hanging and doesn't tell you explicitly Basar V'Yayin. The Marshal in the Yamsha Shlomo and Beitza Peri Beis thinks that the Gemara is not that. The Gemara says Yayin because that's the bigger Kiddush. Obviously, Basar is a key in Simchas Yontiv, and the Gemara is telling you not only Basar, but even Yayin. Okay. But be this as it may, the Rambam tells us that even absent Bisar Kachim, there still is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantim Bisman Hazeh that could be fulfilled with the examples that the Gemara provides of Yayin, and he says Basar, and clothing for women, and candy for children.
But he says that you should have Basar Yayin.
Well, no, he's saying that what you should, your Simchas Yontif shouldn't become holiless. He's saying you shouldn't have too much. He doesn't say that the chiv of Simcha Basar V'Yayin. That's the diuk, or the hara. Okay.
Marshal doesn't fit into all of this Gemara, Simcha El B'Yayin.
Right. The Marshal saying that's Samar Ladavka. Correct. Okay, good. Fine. The Shagas Aryeh, in a famous piece in Simen Samachay, argues that what you see from the formulation of the Rambam about Simchas Yontif is that there's a certain subjectivity that you have by Simchas Yontif. That when it comes to Bisman Shabbat HaMidish Chayim, so then Simchas Yontif can only be fulfilled with Bisar Kachim. Without a Beis HaMikdash, without the possibility of Bisar Kachim, so then there's a certain subjective nature as to how to fulfill Simchas Yontif. The Gemara gives you the classic examples of clothing for women and candy for children and yayin and maybe basar for men. But those examples are, to a certain extent, lav dafka. And you could fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif with that which is misameach you. And as opposed to regular mitzvahs that have a defined kiyum, that you have to sin with sukkah and sukkahs, and you have to eat ma'as on Pesach, so we have a very clearly defined kiyum of the mitzvah. There's no subjective component. Simchas Yontif may have a more subjective component, because the ikar is the state of simcha that a person is going to be in. Chayiv adam lios behen sameach v'tov leiv, and the ways of achieving that state of mind could be somewhat subjective. The Shagas Aryeh's big raya for this notion that there's an element of subjectivity in Simchas Yontif, and it doesn't have to be fulfilled through any one way per se, is the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Pei. that even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, it could be that there's a possibility of fulfilling Simchas Yontif without Bisar Kashim. The Gemara here has a Machlokas HaMaram. What do you do? We know that the Korban Pesach is brought B'tumah. If Rova, the Tzibur Tmeim, you can still bring the Korban Pesach B'tumah. What happens if it's exactly 50-50? 50% of the Tzibur is Tame, 50% of the Tzibur is Tar. So what's the din? So Gemara here in Daf Pei Yimzachim has a Machlokas HaMaram. What do you do? So Gemara says, according to one opinion, you should be metatmei one person betumas sheretz, and according to another opinion, you should send him bederech rechoka. So according to the first opinion, you make someone tamei betumas sheretz, so then you tip the scale and rove the tzibur or tmeim, and you can bring the korban pesach betuma. And according to the other opinion, you send him bederech rechoka, so he's not part of the count, so then you tip the scale also in the direction, the person you send away is one of the Tahorim, so you tip the scale, so you're able to be Makriv B'tumah.
Is it much to cause somebody to become Tameh like that?
So according to that day in Amarayim, yes, there's no Isser being, the Gemara's calculation is that fair to that person because you're going to deprive him from the potential of bringing the Korbanos. So that's the Gemara's discussion. But for the benefit of the Klal, that is one of the suggestions. So the Chagas Aryeh makes the following observation. Simon Samachay. Rashi Gemara explains that according to the opinion that you send the person with Derech Rechok and you're not Mitami B'Sheretz, that's because we hold Shochtim V'Zorkin al Tmei Sheretz, that even if you're going to be Metamei him B'Sheretz, he's still part of that the group of Tmeim that you can. that even if you're Metamei him B'Sheretz, that doesn't remove him from being Bechlal the Korban Pesach. And where it says, so why didn't, according to that opinion, why aren't you Metamei B'Meis? According to the opinion that you're Metamei B'Sheretz, why can you Metamei him B'Meis? So if you're Metamei him B'Meis, you're going to prevent him from being able to be Makav Korban Chagiga. The Shagas Aryeh says, when you say otherwise, you're going to prevent him from bringing Shami Simcha. He won't be able to fulfill Simchas Yontif. So you see, says the Shagas Aryeh, that maybe you could fulfill Simchas Yontif even without the Shami Simcha. Because even if he's not going to be able to bring Shami Simcha, Stame person Stame, it doesn't mean he has no Kiyim in Simchas Yontif. He may still have a Kiyim in Simchas Yontif. And the footnote he quotes here from Yeruchim Fishel Perlo in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rasad Yagon, that this is a Raya Shein Alav Tshuva. This is the strongest raya to this position that even possibly Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, there's a possibility to be Mekayim Simchas Yontif without Shamei Simcha, where it's impossible to, at least where it's impossible to bring Shamei Simcha. The Rav in one of the Yartzei Drashas expanded on this idea of the Shagas Aryeh, that when it comes to Simchas Yontif, the Iker is the emotional state that it's supposed to bring you to, and the way to fulfill it is simply a Kiyam. Is simply the Maisa to affect the Kiyam of the emotional state of Simchas Yontif. One of the rayas that the Rav brought to that notion is the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkos. Perek Ches Halachi Beis, the Rambam writes, Af al pisha kol hamodos mitzvah l'smoach behen, even though every yontif is a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, as you just said, v'chagos Sukkos haisa sham b'mikdash simcha yisera. When it came to Sukkot, there was an enhanced form of Simcha, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Shenemer Usmeach Tem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamim. So what's the Simcha, Simchas Beis HaShoeva? That's not Achilas Basar. So that's a way of achieving a state of mind. That's what the Yushalmi says in Sukkah, Paragimel Yud Aleph, Usmeach Tem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamim, the Simchas Lulav HaKasim Adaber, that there's some notion of Simchas Lulav, which is a fulfillment of Simchas Yontif. Shagas Aryeh also quotes the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, which you have here, Essay Nundal, which the Rav emphasized as well. The Rambam writes, this is Mitzvah Nundal, in the version you have in front of you, it's about 7 lines down. Ubechlal Amru v'samachta b'chagecha, Masha Amru gamkein, Lismoach Bam B'minei Simcha, And to play instruments. So that's also a key in Simchas Yontif. The act of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, singing, dancing in the Beis HaMikdash, is also a kiyum of Simchas Yontif.
You know, would that supersede having Basar B'Yayin on a Yontif like Sukkos if you're going to have that Simchas Beis HaShoeva?
So Bismasha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's still an objective. Bismasha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there still is an objective side to Simchas Yontif. Just that may not be the only way of being Mekayim. So there's still a Chiyuv Hashami Simcha, there's still an objective aspect of Simchas Yontif, but there may be other ways of being Mekayim, having a Kiyum in Simchas Yontif as well. So based on this presentation of the Shagas Aryeh and the Rav, it is conceivable that if you have a person who enjoys eating milchik food more than fleishik food, so one could arguably be Mekayim Simchas Yontif with the eating of milchik food. That's a discussion that the Darkei Tshuva raises. Darkei Tshuva is the collection edited by the Munkacher on Yerodea. So in Siman Pei Tes in Basar B'Cholav, he has a somewhat lengthy discussion about the practice of eating milchiks on Shavuos from different perspectives, and he raises this issue: is that a violation of the din of Simchas Yontif, that Simchas Yontif has to be b'basar? So he quotes the Shagas Aryeh and says, based on the Shagas Aryeh, you could well argue that you're properly mekayim Simchas Yontif b'macholim chalaviyim if you are so inclined and you enjoy them. If you enjoy basar more, so everyone would say you have to have basar. If you enjoy milchik more, so then, according to the Shagas Aryeh, it could be you'd fulfill Simchas Yontif with milchiks. And he quotes from other sources, at Sanzer, in the Divrei Chaim, who was opposed to this, and opposed to the practice of eating just milchiks on Shavuos for this reason, because it's not a proper kiyum of Simchas Yontif. And he quotes some who had the practice of only having milchik for Kiddush, and then having a proper fleishik suda. But that's the issue that he raises here, that whether, based on the possibility of a subjective nature, subjective element of Simchas Yontif, you could fulfill Simchas Yontif with milchiks. Now, for those of us who prefer fleishiks to milchiks and enjoy fleishiks more, so it would still be preferable for Simchas Yontif to have fleishiks. Now, to the extent that there's a chiv of Simchas Yontif with fleishiks, so is that every meal, or is that once a day? How much meat do you have to have on a day of Yontif? So the Chazon Ish raises this question in Kachim Simen Kuf Kavtes, in his Perish Tipsachim Daf Ayin Aleph. Chazon Ish is unsure as to whether Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Hayakayim, the mitzvah of eating Bisar Shalmei Simcha, was twice a day, both at night and the daytime, or only once during every 24-hour period. So he leaves that as a suffix, he's not sure. He assumes that whatever our mitzvah Simchas Yontif is, should be patterned after the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. But it's not so clear what was the mitzvah Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Hayakayim. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Samaches assumes that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif applies both in the daytime and at nighttime. The other question the Chazon Ish raises is, how do you calculate the 24-hour period? Let's assume, either way you assume, let's assume that once a day, every day is sufficient. So how do you calculate once a day, every day? In general, in Judaism, the night follows the day. In Kachim, the calendar is different and the day follows... In Judaism, in general, the day follows the night. And in Kachim, the night follows the day. So this is basically a Kachim halacha, but there's a certain interface between Or HaChaim and Kachim. So how do you calculate the halachic day when it comes to the chiv of Simchas Yontif and Bisar Shalmei Simcha? So Chazon Ish raises that question as well.
Would Bisar Shalmei Simcha be a chagiga? It's like the Shlomo tell you to be able to eat it the day, the night, the next day.
That's his man achila. The question is, the chiv of Simcha, does that chiv mean that you must eat Shalmei Simcha both during the day and the night time? You're talking about this man achilas of korban. Until when are you allowed to eat the korban? I'm raising a different issue.
I'll mark for the korban erev shavuos, not this year, but
right.
Next year.
So that's the machlokas in the Gemara, whether that works. Meaning, are you only yotzei Simchas Yontif with a korban that you're makir during the time that you can fulfill Simchas Yontif? That's the machlokas in the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Mesachim.
Okay.
That's the whole starting point of this discussion. Yeah.
I'll be able to eat it that night, that next day, right? So it's not that.
Again, so you're talking about this non-achila, that's one issue. The second question we're raising is the chiv of Simchas Yontif. So must you fulfill Simchas Yontif by eating kachin meat twice a day, both the night and the daytime? Or is it sufficient to fulfill the obligation of Simchas Yontif by eating kachin meat once a day? That's the question that the Chazon Ish raises.
But if it's once a day, you'll say that the day is more important than the night. Especially, so there are certain times where the night might even be a derisa, right? There's certain...
Right, so part of this discussion is, and that's what the Shagat Ari discusses, that L'Rabbos Leil Yontav Achron Shalchag, that this is a special Reber for Simchas Yontav for Leil Yontav Achron. And the question is whether Leil Yontav Rishon is Simchas Yontav for Leil Yontav Rishon Min HaTorah Midah Rabbanan. So if Leil Yontav Rishon is Midah Rabbanan, it's still not necessarily Machriya L'Shaila, because it could be that you still calculate the day night and then day, just the first day, for whatever local reason, the night isn't part of that calculation. So it's not necessarily Machri L'Shaila, although it may, that's definitely part of it. Because when we say L'Rabbos Leil Yontav Achron, what does that mean about Leil Yontav Rishon? So Shagat Ari assumes it's definitely, there is Simchas Yontav Leil Yontav Rishon that may only be Derabbanan. Rav Shechter is more note to say that day when it comes to Simchas Yontav is the Korbanos day that we say Laila Holecha Karyom. See, right, he asked about this in Be'ikve Hatzon, and that's the general Kachim calendar. So when you calculate the Chiv of Basar for Shami Simcha or Simchas Yontav is Manaseh, if you're going to be Mekayim with the Basar, so then you'd have to calculate Shechter things also. That the Chiv of Basar is, or Simchas Yontav is twice a day every day, both the night and the daytime. That's one issue. Rabbi Willer thinks that once a day is sufficient. That if you have Basar for one of the two meals, then that's sufficient to be Mekayim Simchas Yontav. I think Rabbi Willer's general practice is that the first night of Shavuos he has just a milchik meal, and the first night of Simchas Torah as well. Rav Shechter holds that both meals on Yontav should be fleishik. But even if you were to assume that once a day is sufficient, Rav Shechter thinks, like that's on the Chazon Ish, that we follow the Kachim calendar, and it goes day followed by night. Just like you have in Hilchos Tanis, the Rama writes in Hilchos Nida that if someone is Baal Nida B'Shogeg, they have to fast for 40 days, and then the minhag was to, and some say that the that Tanis extends to the nighttime. It does not mean the night before, the night after. Torah Shalom says it means the night after, because the Tanis is patterned after Korbanos, and the Korbanos, the night follows the day. Same thing is relevant for the din when you tear kriya for seeing the makam and mikdash. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the practice of not eating basar kol osayom. So that would be relevant here also. Kol osayom doesn't mean till shiya. Kol osayom is the kachim day, so you shouldn't eat basar v'yayin that night also. Rav Shechter has a interesting chiddush that maybe there's a difference as far as the requirement of Simchas Yontav between Pesach and Sukkot. We know the Gemara tells us in Erchin and Daf Yud that the reason for the difference between the recitation of Hallel on Sukkot and Hallel on Pesach, that in Pesach we say Chasi Hallel for after the first day, and in Sukkot we say Hallel Shalim every day, is because Sukkot is Chalukin B'Korban Nesayin. Now, Sukkot every day is its own set of karbanos, and Pesach, the karbanos are the same every day. So Rav explained that that's a reflection of independent Kedusha Sayom for every day of Sukkot. Every day of Sukkot, because it has a different set of karbanos, a different number of karbanos, has an independent Kedusha Sayom. And Pesach, because every day has the same set of karbanos, is all a single continuum as far as Kedusha Sayom. So Rav Shechter suggests, at least the halacha of Lola Maisa, that maybe based on this, the nature of Simchas Yontav on Pesach and the nature of Simchas Yontav on Sukkot are different. On Pesach, when it's all one continuum and single Kedusha Sayom, so maybe it'd be sufficient to have your Simchas Yontav meet for one day the entire Pesach. Because it's all one single continuum, it's all a single Kedusha Yontav. So if you have your meat for one day, that would be sufficient. When it comes to Sukkot, every day has its own set of korbanos, every day has its own unique Kedusha Sayom, so then in Sukkot you would have to have meat every day in order to be Mekayim Simchas Yontav. The bottom line, what emerges is that there's a credible argument that within Simchas Yandruz Banazah there's a certain element of subjectivity. The examples that the Gemara gives of Anashim Barailahem, Nashim Barailahem, Mikatan Barailahem are what's generally the case al pi rov. So, assuming that most men prefer meat to milchik, then you should be Mekayim Simchas Yantiv with meat. If someone can't stand meat, so you're not going to force someone to eat meat to Mekayim Simchas Yantiv, that wouldn't be a fulfillment of Simchas Yantiv, so he could have his milchiks. As far as how often do you have to have meat every day of Yantiv, so that's Shailah Chazanish raises, and Machlokes HaPoskim, whether it's sufficient to have once a day every day, or do you need twice a day, and if you do it once a day, then you have to figure out whether the once a day is Laila Achar Yom, or Yom Achar HaLaila. Chicken is not basar.
No.
Mm-hmm. To the extent that there's a requirement of basar for Simchas Yontif, so that's dafka basar basar.
Could we make a connection? She was to sukkahs though. But just like sukkahs, you have a lulav to keep people safe.
Yeah.
Kabbalah, we have shuvos. So maybe there wouldn't be a chiyuv of basar behind.
No. So every yontif there's a chiyuv of shalmei simcha. Shuvos also. Mm-hmm. Right.
There are people that prefer meat, but they may not prefer meat 4 days for meals.
Okay, so then.
That Gemara Masechem, how does the Aruch HaShulchan learn? The Aruch HaShulchan learns in the Hilchos Chanukah that too much basil only applies to the Tumas Emes. Doesn't he say that? I think that's
right.
I think it's one of those answers. So, what do you mean? What would the Tamahim with Sheretz? That would lift up the scales.
So that day, I think, doesn't assume the way.
So, yes,
that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara says that the other day, I'll chop them with Sarkin and I'll tomei sharetz.
Right, so I'm saying, but does the Gemara, I don't remember, the Gemara specify that that's the nature of the Machlokas, or
the Gemara says that the other day, I'll chop them with Sarkin and I'll tomei sharetz.